Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean as well. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, and joining us right now, we have got Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start with this big fire in the San Bernardino Valley, which has caused the authorities there to evacuate 100,000 people. Now, Kyle Warren doesn't live very far away from there. He said he was okay at the moment. They weren't evacuating him. But here we go again.
Well, they say that they've got evacuations of over 100,000 people, like you just stated, over 20,000 homes where people have left. I think at least 25 homes have been damaged so far. And thank God that I haven't read about any injuries or anyone getting, hurt or burned or whatever. And that's a good thing. But the winds are blowing up to over 50 miles an hour as far as gusts are concerned. And kind of a bad situation. You've got it moving westward at a rate of 800 acres an hour. That's according into Porter Ranch, which is part of the so-called urban wildland interface. A lot of subdivisions in that.
Well, the reason it's burning like that is because California has not been doing the underbrush thing when it comes to fire threat, and they've got all that fuel there to burn. And when they get the lightning strike or whatever it is that causes it, then away it goes. All right, now I want to talk about more whistleblowers who have come forward with this deal to blame Donald Trump for whatever. And we found out that the whistleblower was a friend of a friend of Joe Biden's, and had actually probably worked on, if not his campaign, another presidential candidate's campaign. We also found out that this ambassador who was testifying yesterday, even though she was asked not to. Here's her name. It's a strange name. Marie Jovanovic was her name, and she was testified even though she was ordered not to, and she said that she lost her job because of unfounded and false claims by people with clear questionable motives, which of course sounds to me like she was trying to spill a whistle on something, but there was one problem. She was a major Hillary Clinton supporter and had donated the maximum amount of money she could donate to her campaign.
Yeah, when I read that she was, and also heard that she was a major supporter of Mrs. Clinton, that kind of jumped out to me. And it makes me kind of think that she's another operative, on the side of the left who's trying to undermine the Trump administration. It's more about that than anything wrong that has been reportedly done toward her. That's my opinion on the matter.
Well, I don't doubt that for a minute. And again, you got to watch what happens. You know, be careful what you ask for because it's liable to come around. But these whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with who Snopes is?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And aren't they associated with a college in Illinois?
Yeah. They made a little announcement recently that they're going to be using feelings and emotion to fight Trump. I laugh because these people, they can't use facts to defeat Trump because they're liars. Snopes has been pretty inaccurate on a lot of stories in recent months anyway, especially
correct.
When it's dealing with the Trump administration.
Correct.
They're a leftist pig organization as far as I'm concerned. It's a stunning admission for instance, Snopes announced that Trump and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson are such a unique threat to the world. Statements like that, in my opinion, really discredits that organization. And at least they're being honest. They're finally being honest. They refuse to use the truth or facts or whatever, so they think that they can work against Trump by reaching people through their feelings and emotions. So they want to use emotional blackmail against Trump, Brexit, Prime Minister Johnson, whatever. I guess they can go ahead. They have the right to do that, but they're awful stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah, very true. And, folks, I'm speaking with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're just about ready to come up on a break here. So when we come back, I'm going to tease this as we go into the break. All you Vietnam veterans out there, rejoice. Hanoi Jane got arrested yesterday. Rejoice. Hanoi Jane got arrested. We'll tell you all about what she got arrested for, and I'm sure by now she's out of jail. But anyway, interesting to know. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. Well, well, well. Former Obama administration official Eric the Red Holder has publicly added his support to never-ending Democrat Party impeachment inquiries. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. The deep state, including member Eric Holder, continue to clamor for an unending impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The reason being, there must be something naughty the president has done. Despite knowing impeachment would never pass the Senate, Holder said that they should proceed with an impeachment investigation. Holder suggested that House Democrats censure the president in lieu of sending impeachment to fail in the Senate. Censure in Congress is a public reprimand that carries no legal consequences, but congressional Democrats hope to find a way to damage the president in his bid for re-election. Mr. Holder is being pretty cocky considering the fact that he aided Mexican MS-13 gang members via Fast and Furious, and along with his former boss, Barack Obama and Clinton, need to be fully investigated and answer questions regarding why Americans died in Benghazi. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out my new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and here he is right here. Good morning again.
Yep.
And this portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering from nagging and pain of any type, that you can't seem to get rid of it, this is an all-natural product that I would strongly suggest. I've been on it for 3.5 years. Get rid of your arthritis, your back pain, your neck pain, your shoulder pain, your foot pain, your hip pain, your knee pain. Also take care of your muscle aches. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. And remember, it's very, very easy to get rid of the pain. About 80% of the people that buy Relief Factor stay on it. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, well, Mr. Ron Edwards, we were talking before the break about a little something here, and we'll talk about Jane Fonda first before I move it on to something else. What did Jane Fonda do to get arrested?
Well, Miss Jane Fonda, I guess she's retired from acting, and I guess she needed something to do and somewhere to go. So they say that she moved on to Washington, D.C. She got arrested for climate change protest. And I tell you, she was in front of the U.S. Capitol during the climate change protest. She was one of 16 people nabbed for unlawfully protesting and charged with crowding, obstructing, and accommodating. And she was released a few hours later. So, man, she's pretty active for an 82-year-old gal, and she was handcuffed and being escorted off the Capitol steps after being rather unruly.
All she needed was one of those helmets that the North Vietnamese wore, and she could have been Shades of the Old Days back there when she was sitting at the artillery gun.
Yeah, she was pretty nasty during the Vietnam War days, I tell you that much. I thought she didn't receive the proper punishment for her actions, but it is what it is.
Now, the president says that the U.S. and China have reached phase one, whatever that means, of some sort of deal, trade deal. What does that mean? Do you know any more about this other than that code word that they got, phase one?
Yeah, phase one, that means that China is going to be buying up to $50 billion worth of agricultural products from the United States, and I guess that's pretty good for our farmers. And I'm concerned, though, about what the United States will also be taking in from China, because it seems that the biggest export now is agricultural products and oil, and you know, that is phase one in this trade agreement.
Now, Shepard Smith, who has been on Fox Television for just a little bit more than 2 decades, yesterday announced that he was leaving Fox News immediately.
Yeah, well, I was had a mini celebration when that happened. You know, people like Neil Cavuto were, you know, crying a little bit, really saddened by the departure of Mr. Shepard Smith. It seemed that in recent weeks or months, he had been very, very snippy towards conservatives, particularly our president, and it just he couldn't control himself. In fact, he got into a little tete-a-tete recently with Sean Hannity. And he was asked by authorities.
And one of the people on the Five, too, Greg, whatever his name is, a comedian there.
Duckville. Greg
Duckville. Yeah, got into one with him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like he couldn't control himself. He got into it with Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and his hatred along with against President Trump, along with Judge Napolitano, you know, he just couldn't help himself. So he did, at least it was honorable. He said, well, I can't stand these conservatives, I'm out. At least he did the honorable thing, and I guess he'll be going over to one of the leftist networks, MSNBC or whatever.
Rumor has it that he'll be surfacing after the end of January on MSNBC, and NBC is their breaking news guy that he'll be doing like the Brian Williams thing over there.
Okay.
All right, we'll see. Okay. We'll see. That's the rumor, though. All right.
Good home for him.
Yeah, and I am talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, everybody. RonEdwards.com, the website. And by the way, that still gets me there. TheRonEdwards.com gets me right to your website.
Oh, that's good. Makes it easier for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, AOC is going to be facing another Democratic challenger. This makes three people going up against her.
Well, the reason why is because she's an easy target. I think about 13% of people surveyed in her neck of the woods in her district said that they would even consider voting for her again. So if I were a Democrat living in that area, I would be encouraged. I'd be number four going against her.
Well, she's done a very poor job. She's not brought home the bacon like other people have done.
Worse than poor.
Yeah, including the guy that was there before her that she replaced. At least he brought things back for his constituents.
Yeah, he did. He did at least serve the people in his liberal way. But yeah, he did represent Americans. He wasn't just this anti-American hack like AOC is, and he wasn't totally off the rails mentally either, like she seems to be. So, let's just hopefully she will get replaced because she's bad for New York, the New York area, and she's bad for the country.
Now, how many American troops are left in Syria?
Well, they moved 50 out of the way, right there by the in where Turkey is supposed to be pounding things a little bit. And I thought, wasn't it about if you get out of that area, it's about 1,000. Am I correct?
In the buffer zone between that section of Turkey and Syria and Iraq, they've got 1,000. American military troops. They moved. Okay. They moved the 25 to 50 special forces operators out of the outpost they were in, which was in harm's way the other day when the Turks started out with their slow-moving invasion to come in and to secure the eastern part of the buffer zone. And they moved them to the next area. And yesterday, a couple of artillery rounds landed very close to the outpost. So we said, hey, wait a minute here, Turkey. Just watch what you're doing. And again, because they're a NATO ally, we can't fire on them. Okay, we can't do that. We're bound to protect them and defend them. We're not bound to go after them. But I suppose out of a little bit of common sense, so we decided again to move our troops to the next buffer zone outpost area further up the road a bit.
But I'm concerned about the criminals. I mean, the terrorists that are locked up in that area. If they're going to get away, or
they already did. Some of them escaped, but they had quite a deal where they bombed the outer walls. Well, I say bombed, fired artillery at the outer walls to knock down the walls. I'm talking about Turkey did that to get some of the people out. But here's what they were doing. Turkey is an Islamo-fascist nation, correct?
Yeah, correct, absolutely.
And the people that they drove, that they got out of this one prison that they were aiming at, were people of their same sect, because there's about five or six or seven different brands, if you will, of Kurds, and our buddies are the Peshmergas, everybody else is not. And here comes the music. I got to let you go, but to be continued next week.
Absolutely. We'll talk then.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, and we appreciate him. And I'm coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Testifying in defiance of President Donald Trump's ban, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House impeachment officials that Trump himself had pressured the State Department to oust her from her post and get her out of the country. Yovanovitch told lawmakers investigating Trump's dealings with Ukraine that there was a, quote, concerted campaign against her based on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. The diplomat was recalled from Kiev as Rudy Giuliani pressed Ukrainian officials to investigate corruption allegations against Democrat Joe Biden and his son. An aggressive wildfire in Southern California seared its way through dry vegetation and spread quickly as tens of thousands of residents continue to scramble to get out of its way. The blaze broke out in the San Fernando Valley and spread westward, burning its way into the hilly subdivisions on Los Angeles's northern edge as terrified residents grabbed what they could and ran. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget that the Captain's America Third Watch is always brought to you, the military segments, by the National Aviation Academy. More on them in a moment. The National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, maybe you just came out of the military and you're not sure what you want to do, you've got skills and don't know where to use them, well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job as an unlimited, as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the unlimited earning potential means exactly what it says. That means that your God-given ability will determine how much money you can make. And again, an aviation maintenance tech is something that's in very high demand these days because of all the jets that need to be repaired, old and new, I might add. So you learn how to fix them, and away you go. Now, you can check them out online at naa.edu. This website is naa.edu again. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, the number again, 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. National Aviation Academy website, naa.edu. Well, cut off from U.S. help. Some Kurds are fighting a desperate battle against Turkey, and they're on their own. But there are about a half a dozen or so groups of Kurds that are in this region. And all but one of them are aligned with their Islamic thinking, with ISIS or Al-Qaeda or even the Taliban. Now, the Peshmerga Kurds, who are the ones that the Americans are great friends with, and they're the ones that have done a lot of our bidding, a lot of our fighting, the Peshmerga Kurds were the first ones to break camp and move back with us when we moved back. Now, yesterday, we had an unfortunate circumstance where apparently some mortars were lobbed, and they came very close to an outpost that we had. And rather than running the risk of having them getting drawn into the fire of the battle, we pulled them back yesterday even further. There are still about 1,000 troops within the buffer zone in Syria right now, trying to maintain stability. And they are doing just that. And then as the other people get moved in that know about the Americans and know a little bit more about what's going on, then they help with the other folks so it all commingles itself out pretty much evenly. Now, there was a Medal of Honor announced yesterday for a Green Beret who braved enemy fire to rescue teammates in Afghanistan. We'll tell you his name after he gets the medal. We won't tell you until. But this individual, I believe, is from Florida, which is why we're not saying anything. And yesterday, in a Royal an Iranian oil tanker belonging to the National Iranian Oil Company was full, and it was moving along, coming down the slot in the Red Sea, and it was hit and damaged by two missiles that were fired at it. Now, it's reported the missiles may have come from Saudi Arabia. But if you think they came from Saudi Arabian hands, Saudi Arabian officials, you're wrong. They would have come from the Houthis. They would have been right there in that area because apparently what they fired at them were a couple of these surface-to-surface missiles that the United States had just given to Saudi Arabia. And the black market down there is very active, so it's possible they could have gotten a hold of it off the black market sooner rather than later. Now, the Air Force is conducting an investigation into the Aircrew Trump Resort in Scotland, where air crews would fly in there, park their aircraft, and take some time off. Well, it's not a bad idea, but The Air Force said, well, how come you're not taking time off at the airport? And you're having to fly somewhere to where you can go take time off. Well, I guess it's just the luck of the draw, and it's where you think you're safer with the airplane. At a Trump facility in Scotland or at an airbase where you don't know who or what is going to come to them. So that was the end result yesterday. Now we're waiting to hear and see what the difference is with the report that they are launching a full-scale investigation. Now, airstrikes has devastated some ISIS camps in Libya. A scene of recent airstrikes in Libya against the Islamic State targets were delivered with devastating effect, eliminating roughly one-third of the group's already weakened fighting force. That's what the group's leader said yesterday. And you have to understand something. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep pounding away, pounding away, pounding away, pounding away, because ISIS is not going to stop. And in case you didn't hear what I said in the first part of the segment and the last part of the last segment with our military veteran, Afghanistan, the jig is up. We know what's going on. Now, there are people that are coming home dressed in civilian clothes that are military that have been over there in that area. That are now coming back to the United States and reaping the rewards of a lot of money. Because if they can get involved in the coal business, if they can get involved in the oil business, if they can get involved in rare gems or something like that, then they can make a lot of money very quickly because of the way things have worked over there. Now, the other thing that's going on here is Turkey's Syria invasion is not going unnoticed by the world. Now, they are having resistance. It's not like they're just going in there and having a wave of these people. It's not true. They are having their own problems trying to make an advancement. And where they should have been today is where the Americans are today, out of harm's way, at a little R&R there. But we'll see how all that plays out. We'll see how all that plays out. By the way, U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in Syria claim a Turkish airstrike targeted a training camp housing a secretive coalition-trained commando force. And the folks that were in there did call in fire upon themselves. So we'll get that out of the way to begin with. So unless somebody's not trying to tell you that the Turkish government folded the tent with some perfectly innocent guys. Well, that's not true. We now know that. That just isn't true. By the way, good morning to Rudy up there in Jacksonville. Good morning to Mark. Not Trucker Mark, but it's a different Mark down in Miami. Good morning to Cynthia. Good morning to Dennis. Good morning to Peg. Hello to Frank. Hello to Scott. And hello to Brandon and Brooke. Yeah, Brooke's on the air right now. Okay, well, hello to all of you. And thank you for chiming in on the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. So there you go. Now, next segment, we'll be taking a look again at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, taking a look at the roads up there, because North Dakota's an adventure tonight trying to get up there in the western part of Minnesota. Not a good idea. Snowing and blowing and freezing cold. All right, we're coming back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's bound to die. that can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Alrighty, there they go. Old Jerry Reed up there driving that truck, and old Fred in the front seat, and don't forget they got Frog up in front of them, and the Bandit, and the little Trans Am up in front of them, and they're being chased by that sheriff, so there you go. And it's Smokey and the Bandit, of course, that's what that song came from. Now, for you truckers out there up in North Dakota, I'm going to start out there first. We got us a real humdinger of a snowstorm up there, got us a blizzard warning for at least two-thirds of the state of North Dakota from the Minneapolis, just inside the Minneapolis state line, about 10, 15 miles, the Minnesota state line, about 10, 15 miles, all the way over, about two-thirds of the way across North Dakota. Now, this means blizzard warning. Temperatures are in the low teens, 10 to 15 degrees, high winds, snow blowing, hard to see, zero visibility in some areas, the whole nine yards. So, please be careful in that area. If you're going up I-29, if you're going back and forth on I-90, please, or I-94, please be careful in that area. Please be careful. Now, we've got a winter storm watch and warning all the way from the northeastern part of South Dakota across two-thirds of North Dakota and the western area, maybe about 10, 15, 20 miles in the northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight. And that's about it for that type of weather. Meantime, there is, again, some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan right now. And over in Pennsylvania, we have got a frost and a freeze warning from southern New York, Elmira, over all the way across to Jamestown, and all the way down on an angle down through Snowshoe and into Pittsburgh and down into the northwestern corner of West Virginia and across half of Ohio tonight. Very cold out there, and that cold's going to the east. And then we pick it up again in southern Illinois, the western part of Kentucky, the northwestern part of Tennessee, just north of Memphis, Arkansas, across probably the upper half of Arkansas, headed towards Memphis, Tennessee. And then you've got a hard freeze warning, and I mean hard freeze, coldest weather of the season so far, taking up about two-thirds of Wisconsin, the Chicago area, also coming down to Iowa. Most of Iowa's in this hard freeze, and a lot of you in Missouri are in that weather, and a lot of you in Kansas City East, over towards Illinois, you're in it, and Oklahoma, just about the whole state's in it, and the Metroplex of Dallas in Texas, you're in it from the Metroplex all the way up to wherever it is that you're going, once you get into Arkansas and get up on I-40, and then you'll be in it still till you clear Memphis and get inside Oklahoma and inside Tennessee a fair ways. So there you go. Now, all that being said, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report's not your average report anymore, because we got us a good frontline sponsor for you truckers out there, and it is the Pilot Travel Center and the Flying J truck stops that you find along the way. Now, I don't need to tell anybody about the Flying J. Everybody knows how good of a place that is to stop at. Matter of fact, lots of times you can't find a place to stop at the Flying J. You have to resolve for something different. That's where the Pilot comes into play. The Pilot is one of those places where you can have ample truck parking and have all the amenities that you want, your home away from home. And the bigger Pilots by the bigger cities have got more than just a huddle house or a Denny's or a Moe's Southwest Grill at them, too. You're liable to find a McDonald's, a Dairy Queen. You might find a Dunkin' Donuts, might find a Subway, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, a Wendy's. Could find a Cinnabon there, too. But it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. These truck stops are really loaded up with some really good stuff. So think about that. Think about that as you're traveling up and down the highways and byways today. It's a great, great, great chain of stores, chain of truck stops. And they call them stores, but they're not. And that would be the Flying J and the Pilot. So there you go. Now, teasing what we got coming up next with Denise Simon, we did have a mortar. I think it was a mortar. Might be artillery. We'll find out in a minute because I believe she's on the line right now. Okay, is that you there, Denise Simon?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All right, good morning. What was it that was fired at our outpost yesterday? Was it artillery fire or was it rockets or what was it?
Well, we don't know that yet. Trying to see. I've got a statement from the Department of Defense, but they're not describing it either.
Okay, well, Colonel Jim yesterday let the cat out of the bag, and we still have pretty much 1,000 troops in that buffer zone in Syria. They've not gone anywhere. All we did was move the troops back, but not out of Syria. And
No, exactly. We are still there.
Yep.
We had two particular outposts.
Yep.
That we moved away from, and we are also helping the Kurds detain. The number is getting a little bit closer, but I'm not sure about the number because it seems like it's ridiculous, but 17,000 Islamic State fighters. I mean, that's a remarkable number for doing that.
Well, that's what I heard. And then I also heard that some fighters had escaped from one of the prisons because apparently...
Five?
That's all?
Yes.
All right, because they made it sound like as if they had taken down a wall, that they had fired artillery rounds or mortars or something at a wall to put a hole in it so that they could get out. But then the Kurds, the Peshmerga Kurds that were guarding them, opened up fire and killed a bunch of them, and that stopped the break, the prison break.
Yeah, I think that's accurate, but, you know, trying to get some real confirmations from multiple sources so we know that, you know, at least everybody agrees is real difficult right now. Nobody necessarily wants to, report, but we do have people. You've got the Syrian Observatory. I mean, you've got some human rights groups that are there. They're doing some real reporting, but, you know, trying to get confirmation from the Department of Defense or people with Associated Press or Reuters is real difficult.
Right, and I wouldn't want to be there either if I was in the middle of all that stuff. But we'll just wait and we'll see what happens because we're going to hear about it, I'm sure, all weekend long. But our mainstream media has not been reporting this story accurately again as to what was going on and what actually took place. I mean, they made it sound like as if, well, we packed up and left and deserted our neighbors and our allies.
No, we haven't
done that at all. No, we have not done that at all. And again, I don't know why they're using that scenario, but it's just not true. It's fake news.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tease what we got coming up after the top of the hour because California is burning, literally. And San Bernardino, they've moved 100,000 people out of there that live in 20,000 homes. There's already been 25 or 30 destroyed by this wildfire that's over there. And they just don't want to take any chances, so they moved 100,000 people out of the path of where they think this fire is going to go. All righty, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The news coming up, and I'll be right back right on the other side of it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.